Dreamscape presents Squatter's Rights by Cheryl Thomas. Narrated by Hope Shangle. Prologue. August, 1960. Ford Delaney leaned heavily on the shovel and tried to slow his breathing. It would be ironic if he keeled over into the grave he had just dug. He looked up through the leaf canopy of the small patch of woods, and the normalcy of the stars in the moonless sky calmed him a little. "It's a dog," he whispered, as if saying the words made it so. "Only a damn dog." The body in the pit didn't look like a dog, though, and Ford knew it. What was he going to tell Emma? The thought of his wife made his heart race. Her image stayed with him as he began to shovel dirt back into the hole, moving faster and faster as the grave filled. Get moving. Get the job done. Ford's personal motto spouted in boardrooms, rotary meetings, and into the faces of underperforming subordinates raced around his head. Stick with the plan and get the job done. Ford tormented himself with a running monologue of his own trite slogans as he shoveled, his self-loathing driving him into a frenzy. The shovel hit hard ground. Startled from his mental self-flagellation, Ford stared at the slight mound of loose soil that covered his secret. A bit of tidying up, and it wasn't a grave anymore, only a disturbed area in the woods behind his house. Maybe it would be all right. A sharp pain lanced through his left shoulder. "Not now," he whispered as he grabbed a sturdy pine tree and struggled to stay upright. Another pain shot down his arm. "No, not here. Let me finish. Please." Chapter 1. The bathtub in the parlor was a bad sign. The old clawfoot model lay upside down under a ragged hole in the ceiling as if belly up in defeat. Strips of broken lathing, plaster chunks, and a liberal icing of grayish mud covered the room.
"I don't know how this happened," Cyrus Mosley said.
His immediate denial told Grace all she needed to know about the wizened lawyer. An attorney herself, Grace didn't hold many illusions about the legal profession. She pegged Mosley for a fool from the get-go. Reality broke through her irritation, and her stomach went queasy with nerves. This was her house, her tub, her broken water pipe that was still dripping. "Well, you should know," she snapped. "You're the estate agent."
"Pardon?"
Mosley cupped a hand behind his right ear as if he couldn't possibly have heard her correctly. Mosley wasn't just old in years. He was
Sample complete. Ready to continue?